これから問題番号1番のリスニングテストを始めます。問題冊子の1ページを開けてください。これから放送される会話の内容について、問題冊子に書かれている1番から10番までの各文が、それぞれ放送された会話の内容に合っている場合は T を、合っていない場合は F をマークシートにマークしてください。会話は2回放送します。放送中にメモを取っても構いません。それでは始めます。
Ms. Hayashi is thinking of studying abroad and is consulting with the study abroad advisor at her university. Good morning, Ms. Hayashi. How can I help you?
Well, I'm interested in studying abroad, but I don't know how to choose the right program.
Well, first you need to decide how long you want to study abroad. We offer 3-week programs, half-year programs, and 1-year programs. The other main questions are, what country and what university are best for you?
I'd like to study abroad for 1 year, and I'm thinking of studying in England, but I'm a bit worried about the cost.
We offer programs at several universities in England, but the cost is higher than those in some other countries. For example, our programs in Thailand and the Philippines are about half the price of those in England.
I see. Well, I'll consider other countries besides England, and I'll talk with my parents about the cost. What else do I need to think about?
Well, you'll need to have an English language test score from TOEFL or IELTS.
I see. I haven't taken the test yet, but I plan to take the TOEFL test soon. What score will I need?
It depends on the university. Some require only 400 on TOEFL, but some top-level schools require 450. And some universities require the IELTS score.
I see. And can you tell me in which year I should go for study abroad?
If you go for a full year, we recommend you go during your 3rd year. If you go for a short 3-week course, you can go in any year during spring or summer vacation.
And if I study abroad, will I still be able to graduate from our university within 4 years?
Yes, you can. But please remember that you must write a graduation report during your 4th year.
And will I still be able to do job hunting when I get back from study abroad?
Yes, that should be no problem. You can do job hunting during your 4th year.
それではもう一度放送します。
Ms. Hayashi is thinking of studying abroad and is consulting with the study abroad advisor at her university. Good morning, Ms. Hayashi. How can I help you?
Well, I'm interested in studying abroad, but I don't know how to choose the right program.
Well, first you need to decide how long you want to study abroad. We offer 3-week programs, half-year programs, and 1-year programs. The other main questions are, what country and what university are best for you?
I'd like to study abroad for 1 year, and I'm thinking of studying in England, but I'm a bit worried about the cost.
We offer programs at several universities in England, but the cost is higher than those in some other countries. For example, our programs in Thailand and the Philippines are about half the price of those in England.
I see. Well, I'll consider other countries besides England, and I'll talk with my parents about the cost. What else do I need to think about?
Well, you'll need to have an English language test score from TOEFL or IELTS.
I see. I haven't taken the test yet, but I plan to take the TOEFL test soon. What score will I need?
It depends on the university. Some require only 400 on TOEFL, but some top-level schools require 450. And some universities require the IELTS score.
I see. And can you tell me in which year I should go for study abroad?
If you go for a full year, we recommend you go during your third year. If you go for a short 3-week course, you can go in any year during spring or summer vacation.
And if I study abroad, will I still be able to graduate from our university within 4 years?
Yes, you can. But please remember that you must write a graduation report during your 4th year.
And will I still be able to do job hunting when I get back from study abroad?
Yes, that should be no problem. You can do job hunting during your 4th year.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。